Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Millennials and Gen Xers on social media are talking about adult things that seemed boring when they were young, but excite them now. Slicing into a perfectly ripe avocado.
Oh, that is... Because it's such a question mark every time. Feels all right.
Well, if feels it feels soft. Right, you should be good, but I do understand.
Sometimes it's just got those gross black things all on the outside. Oh, God. Or it has that, like, overripe taste. It's almost like a rancid bacon taste.
Oh, ew.
You know what I'm talking about.
Bird watching is
on
the list.
I love bird watching.
No, you don't.
I do.
Oh, really? Let me see a picture of a bird in your phone.
I bet you I could find you
one. I bet you you couldn't.
I bet you I could.
All right.
We have those Western jays.
Who?
The Western jay.
I don't know.
It's a blue jay.
Blue?
You see, blue and with a gray belly. Yeah. And one of them is out there. We have a dove that has built a nest on top of our pergola. Underneath our, we have this little wisteria vine. So it's so cute. Like you can just see his eye.
Wisteria vine on the pergola?
Yeah, we have a wisteria vine.
So jay is friends with the dove, is
the
what you're saying.
Jay is trying to get the dove's eggs. So I'm always out there during the day. Ready to get up there and shoo the blue jay away because the little dove is just like the dove is sitting on the eggs like, you know, the whole day.
I can't go anywhere.
You can't go anywhere.
Where's
and I'm right
where's
there.
Where's the dad dove?
I've seen the dad dove a couple times, but very rarely.
He's not showing up.
He's not showing up.
Kind of
no. And I feel
measures.
Like, isn't he supposed to bring her food or whatever? I never see him.
Well, he's also supposed to fight the jay off.
Yeah.
He's get out of here, jay.
He's not doing, maybe something happened to him.
Oh.
And now this
like
dove is
cat.
Slowly starving to maybe. Slow, well, they're so dumb. Doves are so dumb.
Well, throw some hamburger up there or something for her.
Oh, you think she would eat?
Well,
hamburger?
I don't know what she'd eat.
Worms
but I mean,
or something.
There you are, barbecuing. You might as well, like, hey, dove.
It's just such a dumb place to build a. I get that they build it before it's nice out.
I don't know what they. I don't know what to
yes,
get.
So
but bird watching is on the list of the thing the young people are like. I never knew. I still don't know.
Yeah.
Instant pots.
Oh,
what's that?
The Instapot. Yeah.
Oh,
you
I do have that.
Yeah.
Organizing. Yeah, I'm into organizing. The closet thing is killer.
Sure,
having
you've
cleaned
always
the
been kind of an
like
organized take, person.
Yes, absolutely. Well, not
that's
when
not.
I drank.
Oh.
When I drank, nothing had a
dog
place.
Dog, eat the couch. I just, not
right.
This one place I'm sitting.
Alone. Sitting in silence, doing nothing. The young people suddenly see that that has value.
I literally cannot do that.
Say that again?
I can't sit alone and do nothing. I have to be doing something.
If we said to you, sit for 10 minutes and do nothing, and no music, no input, no TV, no screens.
I'd live, but I would not like it.
Huh.
And actually, when I'm alone and have no phone or nothing to do with my hands, I will close my eyes and imagine doing the things. I just imagine them.
Weird.
Is it?
Yeah.
When do you ever just sit... Without any outside stimulus and not doing anything, like, alone. You just sit down, like, on the couch and not do anything. Like, never do that. I would never do
that. Well, I would say, no, that's, you're right. Like, I can check surf and just be looking at the ocean, but I am looking at the ocean.
Right.
I don't need my phone for that or any other stimulation. But
you're sitting, you're in your car, you're thinking about...
Yeah, or even if I get out on a rock and I'm just looking at it, I'm still looking at the ocean. You're
actually,
right.
In a way, I guess the beach is about as close as it gets. Like, I have definitely gone to the beach, been under an umbrella. I know that the kids are being watched because John's watching, and I've drifted off. And I'm, because I'm sitting there doing nothing. Mm. But that's it.
Millennials and Gen Xers on social media are talking about the adult things that seem boring when they were younger, but excite them now. Paying the bills. Yep.
Oh, I don't like that.
Oh, there is. I have had times in life where I'm looking at my money and looking at my bills and going, uh-oh. So I am absolutely, to this day, thrilled.
It's satisfying to be able to.
Write the checks, put the stamps on them. Yes, checks. Don't.
You got to get audio V-Hale going, checks.
Don't encourage V-Hale in anything.
In anything.
At all. Anyway, I like writing. I like paying my bills.
Don't encourage anyone you know.
Checking items off your to-do list. These are things that are adult.
I do like that.
Kid, you know, kids are fine enjoying it now. Puzzles.
I love puzzles.
High quality bedding is on the list.
Yes. What's wrong with that? You're not into high quality bedding?
No, I just wouldn't notice the difference, I think.
What?
Yeah. Sorry, I don't have the, I can't feel if it's a higher thread count.
Oh, well, I'm not as worried about sheets.
I'm not either. It's more
about
the bed. Bed itself.
And a good pillow.
Oh, good bed. Yeah, that does make sense.
But I do think they're talking about better
bedding,
sheets and stuff.
I don't care about that.
You know what it is? We've been sitting on those Koyuchi things forever.
I like good normal thread count. Too high a thread count feels like silk.
Too shiny for me. Yeah. I actually feel like it doesn't breathe well enough.
Mm-hmm. Going to the grocery store or a place like CVS and just, you know,
browsing. I like that as seen on TV section that they have in the CVS. That's good.
I'm not into it.
I like seeing what
I like it too.
I had to get things from Walgreens though and brought my daughters and they're like, their heads explode at Walgreens. Yeah. My daughter's looking at these cheesy, janky press on fingernails. I'm like, find another spot to look.
Right.
You're like, but no.
You know what though? Don't tell, you should never bring it. Like, the whole place is a candy store, first of all. There's a candy aisle. There's a toy section. There's all this stuff you would never even see because it's down low. It's right there for your kids to see.
They both left with something, and I definitely, I was like,
my kids love going to Walgreens.
I want this. This is Edie. And I go, it's a little backpack? Yeah, for one of my dolls. All right. Seems reasonable. And then the other one goes, oh, I want this. And just grabs it. I'm like, no.
Because she's getting something. I'm getting something, too.
Something because you needed it. Well, no, I really always wanted this. What is it? It's a blow-up ball. Like, it looks like
a beach
rainbow
ball?
Kind of beach ball-y thing, but it's more rubbery than plasticky.
I see. Do you have to blow that up later?
I didn't. She did.
Oh.
But yeah, I just went, all right, I got to.
Fine.
Walking into Costco, cleaning, yard work, getting up early on a Saturday to go to the local farmer's market. Oh,
yeah.
Come on, millennials. And leftovers. Round out your list.
How satisfying is it when you find leftovers in the fridge and you're like, oh, there's enough here for a whole nother meal. This is fantastic.
If you know the date, yes, it's satisfying. If you're like, are these okay?
When did we?
That's not good.
Yeah.
That ends up in the trash.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.